Life isn't about avoiding the bruises. It's about collecting the scars to prove that we showed up for it. Join Nikki Seberini for the next hour as she explores heroism through illness. There is a warrior inside each of us. This is LifeLinks with the DL Link. LifeLinks is a funding initiative of the DL Link.
Welcome back to the show, the DL Link show on 101.9 Chai FM. Just to let you know that yesterday was World Cancer Day, the 4th of February, and the campaign for the World Cancer Day is United by Unique, shifting from awareness to reflection and local action. So the Union for International Cancer Control, the UICC, the organizer of World Cancer Day, is asking the global cancer community, people with cancer, caregivers, organizations, healthcare workers, to show how people-centered care can become a reality in all settings, so that the care people receive is not only medically effective, but also accessible, inclusive, and responsive to their needs. And it emphasizes how people-centered care recognizes the person behind the diagnosis. And we know, just if you look at United by Unique, the role that the DL Link plays in something like that. And so that's why the 3Cs dinner that's coming up soon is so important, because, of course, not only is it an amazing time to celebrate people's stories, to all come together and celebrate one another and life and what the DL Link does, it also enables the DL Link to continue the work that they've done. And, you know, one incredible supporter of the DL Link, really from very early on, and who is the creator of the 3Cs dinner and the greatest supporter of the 3Cs dinner, is Rob Siegel. All the way back in 2016, he had this vision. So it's always a pleasure to have Rob on the show and to chat about the 3Cs, because he is just such a passionate, giving, kind human being. Rob, welcome. So lovely to have you back on the show.
Thank you. Thank you for the kind words.
Well, it's just so true, Rob. You know, you are such an important member of the DL Link family. You go back a long way with your beautiful, beautiful late wife, Bev, together, stalwarts, sharing stories, overcoming, I mean, running Jerusalem marathons during treatment, and just always, always being such a support for the organization. So for those people who don't know you, Rob, before we get onto the 3Cs dinner, what is it that drew you to the DL Link, and that even now, all of these years later, you're still there helping, supporting, growing?
That's a good question. When Bev was first diagnosed with cancer, now you get into such a state, you don't really know sort of what to do and where to go. And, you know, the one thing I've always been very headstrong about is when people are diagnosed with cancer, the first thing that one has to do is surround yourself with people that know what they're doing, particularly on the medical side. And then you also need counseling and guidance, you know, and we were hit with this awful news, and you know, I didn't know sort of where to turn, and sort of, I don't know how it came about, but Beverly came home one night and she said to me, we're going to this little house in Sydenham, and there's a group of people that are in the same position as me, and we're going to go and we're going to just listen and see. You know, it's kind of a support group. So I said, fine. You know, I always did whatever Beverly wanted me to do. I was always, you know, I just wanted her to be comfortable, and at that stage, I had no idea how it was going to go. You know, you're counting months, not years. So we went to the first one. Michelle had this little house in Sydenham, and it was tiny, the house. I mean, we had this little lounge, and we sat around. And I thought to myself at the end of the evening, this is really something that can help people, particularly us. And I saw Beverly was very... we went home and she was in, you know, you kind of say to yourself, well, you know, there are people worse off than me. And I'm in this position where everybody's sort of airing their feelings. And this is something I want to be part of. So I said, with pleasure, you know, we'll get involved and we'll go to the meetings. And you kind of got very, you get very close to the people that come to the meetings, eh? And the worst part about that is a couple of months down the line, some of those people aren't are no longer at those meetings.
Yeah.
Because they're no longer alive. And, you know, you kind of, you know, that's the negative, because you kind of know at some stage your turn's going to come, because this disease is just, you know, it's something that one has to deal with. And you actually have to be real about it. You know, how bad is it? What drugs are there? Can it be treated? Who's looking after us? You know, what's behind all of this? And you need to go in with a clear head. And I just looked at what Michelle had been through with the Vorilea and her whole journey, and it just resonated. Everything Michelle did resonated with me. But you know, I don't want to come across the wrong way here, but I don't like things to be things must be done in, you know, if you've got a business, call it a business, and it's not a sustainable business, you have to make it sustainable. Because what I saw happening with Michelle was, from having 10 people coming for a session, all of a sudden there were 30, 50, 80, 100, 150, 200. And I said to Michelle, there's no way that this can continue, and we need to have a proper fundraiser, and we need to give thought to what we're going to do. And I said, we met in the strip. We had a cup of coffee. We met with one or two other people, and I said, let's put a dinner together at the Capri Hotel, and let's start getting the brand, some brand awareness here, so people understood what DL Link actually meant. And the rest is history. We had the first one at the Capri Hotel. And I just want to point out, Nikki, which is quite incredible. You know, we got Discovery to sponsor the first one. And then I have to tell you that Liberty came on board, and Liberty came on board in a hell of a big way. They have sponsored the following 9 dinners, and I can't say enough about them. It's incredible, because people do get fatigue. You get donor fatigue. Mm-hmm. You get fatigue as to how long the same show is going on, and you have to up your game every year. And all I can say to Liberty is a hell of a big thank you, eh?
I mean, they're supporting the DL Link. The support has just grown and grown and grown. You know, they're a partner. They've become like a partner to the DL Link. And as you were saying, you know, there can be the donor fatigue, and we'll be speaking, chatting with Maria just now. But you said, I mean, it started off in the Capri. It was small, and then it's expanded. And then when you think about how phenomenal, I mean, how were the performances last year? Rob, were they not just outstanding? Maybe you can just share that with some of our listeners, because I was bowled over. I was really so impressed by the incredible talent, past warriors, young kids who went on that stage and performed for us.
So I'll give you 2 sort of insights. The first one is that I need to correct you. There aren't 10 tables left. There are only 3 tables left. The thing's virtually sold out.
Wowzers, okay.
Yeah, genuinely, there are 3 tables left, so that's number one. And number 2, if you thought that last year bowled you over and that you were taken aback by what these kids did, I can tell you that this year you ain't seen nothing yet, promise you.
Okay, we can't reveal more.
But this is going to be absolutely spectacular.
Yeah.
You know, I also want to point out Nikki. You know, Nick was, you know, talking to Nick about how he's been here from the beginning. The very first show, Nick won't even remember, but I went to, before Michelle did her the DL Link dinner, before we did the DL Link dinner, I went to a function at the HID Hall, and I was sitting next to this guy, and I was having a chat with him. I can't even remember what the event was, but I was having a chat, and I thought, geez, he's quite a nice guy, this guy. You know, he's got like a nice personality, and we're getting along quite nicely. And next thing, I called Nick up to be the comedian at this event, and I couldn't believe it. So that was how I first met Nick.
Oh,
and,
wow.
And I've said to Nick all along, you know, when you've got somebody, and you said it, he's a partner, when you work with somebody that just understands what he's doing, that everything rolls off his tongue, and then every single year people walk out of there and they just say, we love the evening. Why on earth would you want to change it? Why? Yeah. He's a wonderful guy. He understands what it is that we're doing, and I think he's tremendous. I think I can't wait to see him.
I absolutely agree with you, Rob. He's grown. He's grown, yeah, with the whole 3 Seas dinner, which is just a beautiful thing. Really, really amazing.
One other thing I'd like to add, Nikki, just before we end, I just would like to add, to all the donors, to the sponsors of the evening. I mean, this year, Terry came to my office and we found a couple of guys, and I'm not going to mention them because I wouldn't want that. But I can tell you one thing, the generosity of some of these guys in hard times is something I cannot believe. And it's testament to what Michelle has built. You know, we're now in a situation where the house is built. There's wonderful work going on, and I think even better work is going to happen now because we've given the tools for that to happen. So, you know, it's very important for people to understand that the journey hasn't even started. You've built the house. We now need to run the house and make sure that people are looked after and taken care of.
You know, Rob, and you play such an important role. I think that the day that you and Michelle got together, as you say, when Bev took you to that night, when you all sat around and shared, was such a fortuitous and amazing moment for everybody. Because as I said, for you to sit here and with such passion, speak about the DL Link the way you do, and more importantly, put your absolute support behind it and continue to dream with the DL Link. Wow. I mean, there are no words. So, and I'm sure Michelle tells you all the time, and I'm sure the team tells you all the time, but I would really like to, on this radio show, really just show you so much gratitude. You are such an integral part of the DL Link. And thank everything you, that you bring, thank you. Thank you so much, Rob. I know there's still something else you want to say.
I just want to say one other thing. It's not about one person ever. It's about the team. Yeah. And the team that Michelle is running, I'm a small part. I'm a small player. My role's easy. You know, it's easy to come in when you've got, you know, in our business, we've got people around us that we can use and utilize. We could never do the work that Michelle, Terry, and the team at DL Link do. That I intend. There's no way that anyone can even understand the work. So when you have a look at all of this, I swear it's not about one person. I would hate someone to come and say, well done, you've done this, and it's me. I mean, everybody here has really got involved. I mean, we've now found producers that I believe are world-class, bringing people who to up their game and show what their skills are. You're going to be blown away on the 18th of February. I can tell you now this will be an evening not to miss.
Carry on.
I say that if I was anywhere in the world, I'd come back for this evening. And it's going to be an absolute showstopper.
Absolutely amazing. Only three tables left. And, you know, you mentioned that you're in a position in a business, and we are also very grateful to your business, LIIB, Rob, who have also been instrumental in getting things done for the DL Link. So thank you, Rob. Thank you for joining us today. Thank you for all the work that you do. And you've heard what Rob has said. Only three more tables left, happening on the 18th of February. Rob, thank you so much. Lovely to see you. Take care. We're going to take a break. And then we're going to be crossing over to our main sponsor, you know, the people that make it all possible, this incredible company that we're going to be, as I said, you know, without them, we wouldn't be able to do anything, thanks to Liberty. So Marius will be joining us after the break.